Good evening. Welcome to the Nationwide Gospel Call. This is Brother Anthony Flunder with the Church of Christ in Manhattan Heights. Tonight we have a repeat defender in our program in the person of Brother Richard Stevens. His subject is Faithful Christians Never Die from John chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. We want you to hear the message tonight, and with an open mind and an open Bible, you accept it as the Word of God. Brother Stevens, please tell us about Faithful Christians Never Die.
Thank you, my brother. I want to thank Brother Anthony Flounder and Brother Tommy Brooks and Brother Horace Stroud and others who make this program possible. Thank you for inviting me and for all the ones that are listening. As Brother Flounder said, that gets you something to write with and write on, and also get your Bibles. Open up. We don't take other folks' word for what God said. We want to see for ourselves. Okay, in John chapter 11, and verse 25 and 26, that's the text this evening. And my lesson is, faithful Christians never die. And so I want to encourage you to become a faithful Christian so that you will never die. In the text, verse 25 and 26, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He was speaking to Martha. And he said, believest thou this? You got to ask yourself, do you believe that? Well, look what the Bible has to say. If you take your notes, first of all, I'm going to make 3 points. The first point will be, no one dies when they die. No one dies when they die. Look in the first part of the text in verse 1, when it says a certain man was sick named Lazarus. He had two sisters, Mary and Martha. In verse number 3, he said, therefore his sisters sent unto him, unto the Lord, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. Now Jesus said this sickness, his sickness is not unto death, even though Jesus knew he was going to let him die so that God would be glorified when he raised him from the dead. And you can see in verse 6, Jesus delayed. He delayed going there. He said he abode 2 days still in the same place. And then he told the disciples in verse 7, let us go into Judea. Now pick it up in verse 11. Speaking to his disciples, he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of his sleep. And the Bible never speaks about sleep as pertaining to the soul. It's always the body. Because when someone dies, you know, the body has an appearance of sleep. Then he says in verse 12, he said to the disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Now, when one dies, what happens is a separation of the body, of the spirit from the body. Put down Genesis 35 and verse 17 and 18. That's when Rachel was in hard labor, and it says, as her soul was departing, for she died. Now, in James 2:26, it says the body without the spirit is dead, not the spirit. There's not a scripture in the whole Bible that says the spirit of man never dies, but the body dies. In Genesis 3, verse 19, God told Adam, he said, for dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. In Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7, the Bible said that the dust or the body shall return to the earth as it was, and the spirit to God who gave it. That God has control of the spirit, but the body dies. And in Hebrews 9:27 is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment, not heaven or hell, because that won't take place until the Lord returns. But when someone dies, they go to the Hadean realm or the place of the dead, and they wait judgment. That's where their soul goes, or their spirit. But the body is dead. Look right here in the text in John 11. When Jesus goes to where, you know, Lazarus had died, he comes to his grave site, in verse 39. And he says, it's John 11, verse 39. He said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. His body had died. It was decaying. It was decomposing, see? So physically, only the body dies when you die. Not you, not your spirit, the spiritual part of you, it does not die. And see, another term for death, again, is separation. You're separated from your body. You're separated from this life. You know, kind of like, when we die, we're like a skeleton. Do you know why didn't a skeleton go to the movies? Because he had no body to go with. And when you die, you have no body to do anything with. Your body dies. It's no longer alive. You are, but you're separated from it. Okay, point number two. Point number two, there is physical life and physical death. But there is also spiritual life and spiritual death. Now, I want you to look with me in Romans 6 and verse 23. Romans 6 and verse 23. The Bible says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And what it's saying is, the wages of sin is not physical death. If you never committed a sin, you would still have to physically die. If you never transgressed, never sinned. Because that's the decree that God gave back to Adam, which is upon all mankind. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 2, there's a time to be born and a time to die. So what it's speaking about here in Romans 6, verse 23, the death is spiritual death. It's contrasted with spiritual life. So look with me and Revelation 20 and verse 14. Revelation 20 and verse 14, when it says, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The first death is physical death. Now, you have Revelation 20, verse 14, that this death is spiritual death, but it's also punishment. Look at Revelation 21 and verse 8. It said, but the fearful, Revelation 21, verse 8, the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters, like all the wicked and all liars, shall have their part in a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, look at here, which is the second death. So the second death is to be away from God and being punished, punishing fire. You know, heaven is to be with God and away from God. Hell is, you know, heard of hell fire. And the Lord taught that most folk, they're going to choose not to live with the Lord. Now, Jesus appeals to folk to live, but most folk are going to refuse that. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13 and 14, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many that be that go therein at. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few that be that find it. That life is through the gospel. One has to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you do that, see, you're on your way to spiritual life. Look with me in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting at verse number 7. When Paul said, he said, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. They'll be away from the presence of the Lord and away from the glory of his power. See, you're separated from the Lord because the Lord, he can heaven. And the folk who choose not to obey the gospel will be punished in hell, which is the second death. And no one wants that. But Jesus also, he said in Matthew 25, look at Matthew 25. In Matthew 25, this is a judgment scene. Matthew 25 and verse 31. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, the righteous, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. But notice what he says in verse 41. Verse 41. Then he shall say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell wasn't made for people, but if a person, when we choose, if someone chooses not to serve God, by default, you are serving the devil. So you're either going to be with your master, the Lord, or your master, the devil. And look at verse 46. It says, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous are life eternal. If folk believe heaven is eternal, so is hell. Because everlasting and eternal are the same Greek words. Both of them mean forever. So well, that's the destiny that folk will have. If someone obeys the gospel and they'll faithfully, they'll live with the Lord, and the ones who choose not to, they will be punished with the second death, away from God, separated from God, separated from his goodness, separated from life, and be punished in this horrible place called hell. That's what Jesus taught. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 10 and verse 28, he said, fear not them which are able to kill the body and not able to kill the soul, but fear him, God, who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. Now, so there's physical death and physical life. But, you know, Jesus came, and he came to give us life. You know the Bible says in John 10 and verse 10? He said, I came to give them life and to give them life more abundantly. Now look at John chapter 11, back at our text again. John 11, verse 25 and 26. Look, when Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, the one who does God's will in Jesus, shall never die. That's what he said. And look with me in Romans. Romans 8. Romans 8. And Romans 8 and verse 1. Romans 8, verse 1 and 2. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, so they faithful, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, where is it? In Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Folk want to live, but you can't live outside Christ. You must be in Christ. You obey the gospel. And we obey the gospel. We're baptized into Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 27. Now look at Revelation 22 and verse 14. Revelation, last book of the Bible, Revelation 22, verse 14, where it says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to what? To the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates of the city. You will go into heaven and have life. So when you die, you still live. Your body dies, but you live. The Lord's going to come. It's going to be a resurrection, and God's going to reunite people's souls to their bodies, but the body will be changed, prepared for eternity. And you know, and then you have the folk who are going to go continue to live with the Lord. And the only way you can do that is through the gospel. That's why it's imperative that all folk obey the gospel. See, the gospel saves us from the second death. You know, in Romans 1, verse 16, it says, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, the gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But all folk must obey the gospel. This is what Jesus said about it. Jesus said, write these down, John 8:24. Jesus said, except you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Jesus said in Luke 13:3 and also verse 5, he said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You can't go to heaven living like the devil. All folk must turn away from their mental life or living the way you want to and live the way that God tells us to or teaches us through his scriptures. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32-33, he said we must confess, which means to acknowledge him before men. Because if we don't, he said he won't acknowledge us before his Father, which is in heaven. Then, and also we have to be baptized. Jesus said in John 3:5, he said, except a man, that means if and only, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That is the spiritual birth through baptism. Matter of fact, in verse 22 and 23 of John 3, they were baptized in Anana because there was much water there. In the Great Commission, Jesus said in Mark 16, and verse 15 and 16, he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. Because the one who doesn't believe, he won't obey. Right? But when you obey the gospel, now what that does, it puts you in Christ. Right? And Galatians, again, Galatians 3, verse 27. For many of you that have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You're baptized into Christ. And when you're baptized into Christ, put down 2 Timothy 2:10, that salvation is in Christ. Again, Romans 8, verse 1, no condemnation in Christ. Romans 8, verse 2, life in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to know that's the beginning. And then we must live faithfully. Now, we won't be perfect. And God didn't command, he didn't tell us to be perfect. But we strive for that, but to be faithful, faithfully committed to living for God and doing what he would have us to do. Now, look with me in Revelation chapter 1. In Revelation chapter 1, notice what it says at the end of verse number 5 of Revelation chapter 1. It said, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. You know when that happened? That happened when we were baptized. Because, see, Paul said in Acts 22:16, Ananias told Paul, why terrorist thou, but arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. And when you do that, see, through your belief, repentance, confession, and water baptism is when you meet the blood of Jesus Christ and you wash from your sins in his own blood. And you put down Romans 6, verse 3 through 5, that when you're baptized, you imitate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. See? And that will put you in Christ. When it says in Romans 6 and verse 3, I want you to stay in Revelation though. But in Romans 6 and verse 3 through 5, it said, what know ye not that many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even we should walk in the newness of life. You see, the newness of life comes after baptism, not like a lot of folks think, after confession or after belief. No, after baptism. And then in verse 5, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. See, you imitate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the only way you can do it is through baptism. You can't do it through belief. You can't do it through repentance. You can't do it through living, trying to live a good life. You imitate. You go down, and you die, and you're resurrected like Christ has been. See, it's symbolic, and it's only through water baptism. So back in Revelation chapter 1, In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, he's talking about the ones who, he said, him that loves and washes for my sins in his own blood. He's talking about, this is written to Christians who have obeyed the gospel through their belief, repentance, confession, and water baptism, and then they've been added to the church, Acts 2:47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church, they said to be saved. But who did he add? He had those that obeyed the gospel. So here, once you're in Christ, then what do? Then you live faithfully unto death. Now I want you to look at Revelation 2. Revelation 2 and verse 10 and 11. You see, when the encouragement was, when encouraging these Christians who were being persecuted in the first century to stay faithful, it said, verse 10, it says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. But we said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And really notice verse 11. He that hath an ear, it's in red, what the Lord said. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches, and the churches are congregations of the one church. In every community, they established a congregation of the one church that had the same teaching. These were not different churches with different doctrines. That's foreign to the New Testament. No, these were the same. They all of the same church. You see, Romans 16:16, the church of Christ, it belongs to the Lord. That's what the Lord said when he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and Matthew 16:18, and the gates of hell, the Hades, shall not prevail against it. One church against the church and it. See, singular. And so, look at verse 11 again. It said, what the Spirit said unto the church of the congregation of the one church, he did overcome it. And overcoming in the book of Revelation means to stay faithful to the end. Shall not be hurt, what? Of the second death. Because you will live. Look at here. I said, faithful Christian never die. That's what the Lord said in John 11, and verse 25 and 26. He said, you will never die. The one who liveth and believeth in him, the one who does God's will. See, you obey the gospel. So let me put it this way. So when you die, you don't die. Your body dies. You live. And when the Lord returns, he's going to come and take you with him. That's 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, verse 16 and 17. Chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17, that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And we which are alive or remain shall be caught together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and ever shall we be with the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? That you will just continue to live. You know what's really idiotic, and I'm saying, I'm being nice about it, is that there are folk who believe that they can live in heaven without the Lord, you know, apart from the Lord or apart from obeying the gospel of the Lord, see? And that's not good understanding. That's not having good understanding to think that you can live without obeying Jesus and obeying the gospel. Jesus himself said in John 15:5, he said, without me, you can do nothing. So if we think we can go to heaven without the Lord, the only one, God's Son, who made it possible through the cross, when he suffered and died, made it possible that we can have forgiveness of sins, be as a God's family, something we don't deserve, go to heaven, something we don't deserve. We can do it all through him, but you can't do it apart from him. See, and when folk, and a lot of folk think they can, or they can do it another way besides what the gospel teaches. See? And that's not having a good understanding. As a matter of fact, that's kind of like the woman who was on the airplane. This woman, she was on the airplane, and she cried out on the radio, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. She said, the pilot is dead, and I don't know how to fly. And so the air traffic controller, he called back. He said, don't worry. He said, I'll talk you down. I'll get you through this and talk you down. And he asked her a question. He said, what's your height and position? She said, well, I'm 5'4", and in the front seat. So it was a long pause. And then he came back and said, I want you to repeat after me. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Everybody said, see, some folk can't be saved because they just choose to have bad understanding. God knew what he was doing, and all folk can't understand the gospel. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 5 and verse 17, to be not unwise, but understanding what the word of the Lord is. God made us, he created us, and he knows that all, he made a way through Jesus Christ that all folk can go to heaven. And we stop leaning on our own understanding. I think it's Proverbs 3 and verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And today he directs our path through the gospel. It will lead us to heaven, lead us to life. And guess what? You obey the gospel now, and you will never die, even though you die. I'm going to encourage you to, if you have any questions, you can contact me through these brothers. I'll talk to one of these brothers, Brother Flounder, Brother Tommy Brooks, Brother Horst Stroud, or any others that, you know, with some other brothers you may know in the area of the Church of Christ. Talk to them, and guess what? Because we can, God's will applies to all folk, and we can all understand it. And that's what we do. We try to help one another as one's helped us too. And guess what? You do that, and you become God's child, and you'll live forevermore. I want to thank the brothers for having me. I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Anthony Flounder at this time.